Okay, let's begin. Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Beis Mabez as we continue our travels through Lo Yachpar, the second parak here of Maseches Baba Basra, as we already see on the horizon next week, the third parak, Cheskas Habatim, but right now we are in the world of Lo Yachpar, and a lot of different inyanim that come up along the way as well. So, says the Mishnah, Chaf Beis, Amid Beis. Marchikin es Asula min HaShovach, Arba Amos. If somebody is putting a ladder up on the edge of their property, and my neighbor has a shovach, has a chicken coop, so I am not allowed to put the ladder so close to my chicken coop, so that if there's a little weasel type of animal that is in my yard, if my ladder is so close to my friend's property, the animal could go up on the ladder, jump, and eat some of my friend's chickens. So that's why I have to distance the ladder in my rishus from the edge of the property, and not just say, what's the problem? I'm just doing my own thing. I'm just moving a ladder in my rishus. No, not allowed. Halacha says, "Kedesh lo tikbutz anemia," so that the anemia, the weasel type of animal, does not jump up. The Chassam Sofer points out that it's interesting that the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph says that when it comes to Yonei Shovach, the birds of the Shovach, there's no gezel except Mishum Darkei Shalom, because they fly all over the place. So you don't even know whether if somebody steals that, it's only us or Mishum Darkei Shalom. It's not even a real Isser. Says the Chassam Sofer, even though you might make Iker Adin, if you take it, you know, we wouldn't be motzi it from you because of that halacha, but for sure, lechadchila, you have to make, obviously, not allowed to take it in the first place, and also to be marchig mishum, the nezek. Afilu achi, kishem shel lechadchila aser legzol, hachanami, lo shavkina lechadchila, laha midavar amazik. Right? You can't, even though technically these assets, we have a suffix whether they would belong to you or not, and that's why the gezel is only mishum darki shalom, but in terms of Hezek, we would still demand that you stay away from possible assets that would belong to your friend, even if it's not Vadai assets. That's the Ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer. So, continues the Mishnah, I have to keep the ladder away. The Esakosel ben Amaschela, we had this yesterday, a couple of lines up. Also, if I'm building a wall and my neighbor has a gutter that the water is falling off of, I have to leave room for him to put his ladder. So, even though, again, it's in my rishus, dalat amos kadesh sheyehezokef es asulam, to give him enough space to stand up his ladder. Tosas points out here in kadesh sheyehezokef es asulam, kishamachar v'nasan lo skif es asulam b'chatzeira ayri. Right, it has to be talking about a case where he has rishus, I'm putting up a wall in my rishus. So what are you talking about, a ladder? It must be that I allow him to put a ladder up in my rishus when I sold him or when he bought this property. That is an understood allowance that he could do that. V'kamash malan d'bal yarba amos. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that four amos is the shear that is needed. We said at the end of the Gemara yesterday that the reason the Mishnah does not bring up the trampling on the ground issue to make the wall stronger is because you could go under the gutter, right? You don't need that reason that for the distancing of the wall, you just need it for the room to place the ladder. Says the Gemara now, the next five lines are crucial for the general topic of this parak. As we mentioned in the introduction to the parak, generally we assume there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in this larger issue of Archakas Nizakin. The Rabbanan hold, the Chachamim hold that al hamazik laharchik asatzma, the mazik always has to think ahead and not do something in his own rishus that could cause damage in the other person's rishus. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, al hanizak laharchik asatzma. It's the nizak's own responsibility to prevent himself from being damaged. So the Gemara says, lema masnisa deloka Rabbi Yossi. We say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi. Rashi points out a lot of the Mishnahs in this parak might be against Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is asking it here, is this Mishnah also like Rabbi Yossi, or can we figure out a way that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi, can fit into Rabbi Yossi Shita? That's what the Gemara asks it here. Rashi says, V'tuva mili ikib emasnisan, devade lavka Rabbi Yossi. Right, there's a lot of things in this parak where the Mishnah emphasizes that it's the mazik's responsibility. Those are all against Rabbi Yossi. Ela lema afzu. The Gemara is suggesting, do we have to say this one too? Which the Gemara is going to reject. But again, back to the Gemara. Lema masnisa deloka Rabbi Yossi. Shall we say it's against Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, ha'amar, because didn't Rabbi Yossi say earlier in the Mishnah towards the beginning of the Perek. Zechofer betoch shalo v'zenoteh betoch shalo. Right? Everybody could just focus on what their own responsibilities are. I could dig in my rishos. You could plant the tree in your next to my pit. Don't worry about where the roots go. No. Yes, the nisak has to worry. So shall we say here also that the owner of the birds have to put up a fence so that even if a weasel goes up your ladder, right? Shall we say that this is also the nizak's responsibility? Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tema Rabbi Yossi. This Mishnah at least could be like Rabbi Yossi Shita as well. Rabbi Yossi would admit. Why? Hamar Ravashi, ki avinan bei Rav Kahana, havi amar, when Rav Kahana gave a shir, he told us, modi Rabbi Yossi begire didei. Rabbi Yossi admits literally by someone's arrows. If something is called someone's arrows, which we would call more than just harchakas nizakin. Harchakas nizakin we've mentioned is grama, which we'll get to in a minute in the Gemara. It's very indirect. But if we could treat an act that this isn't indirect, this is considered like you're shooting an arrow into the person's rishus. So if that's what is considered, even Rabbi Yossi holds up the concept of hezek, but it's not that he doesn't agree to that. So that's what the Gemara says, Mod Rabbi Yossi begiri didei. And here, so why is my putting a ladder here considered my arrows? So Hachadami, Zimnin, to Bahadi, to Manachle, it could be at the time that I put the ladder, right when I put the ladder down, Yasu Bechur Vekapsa, an animal will jump up out of the hole and go on the ladder and jump into the other person's birds. So therefore, that would be a problem. Says the Rashba, and even though most of the time it's probably not going to happen, so how could you consider that girei? Klomar, v'kiva de zimnin, misrami hachin, v'oz have girei, since there is a possibility for it to be girei, la'ola maser. So therefore this act is defined as that, even though most of the time it's not going to happen. To kal hecha de'ika tsad le'girei, misalkinam le'i. Right, not that if it happens you would be chayiv, but in terms of the demand for harchakas nizakin, if there's a chance it could be your arrows, gire halachigli, we will demand that you don't do this. Now I'll make sure there's no animal that jumps on it right away. No, you can't say that. If it could happen at one time, so therefore we consider this a nezek that you have to be marachik. Mihu nirali. But, says the Rashba, the afilu yasvar reisha v'kavsa enu ela grama. If you happen to do it and then the animal jumps on, it's still only going to be grama, which if you say grama is pater, you're not going to have to pay. But in turn, there's two different halachas. There's what you have to do to prevent damage, and even indirect damage, and whether you'd be chayiv or not. But we mentioned often back in Maseches Baba Kama, right, the isser of hezek and the payment of hezek don't always go together. Or the isser of something and the payment, right? Lending money, there's no aveira there, but somebody has to pay. Grama b'nizakin could be the opposite. That could be usur, but you wouldn't have to pay if the old grama b'nizakin is pater. But again, this here's a perfect example where the Rashba emphasizes, explaining the Gemara, it's going to be usur. You have to do this, even though lamaisa, if it actually happens, you would be pater, right? That's the Rashba. The Ritva also formulates it in a very similar way, just to read it. Pirish ve'ilu haviachi tadir havigire mamish. Kihu mamid keshes lahorosham chitzam al yado. If there were plenty of animals jumping around, then it would be gire. Avol mishum de lo haviachi tadir lo chashive gire. Umiyu have grama de gire. V'lahachi misalkin alin la'altar. And that's why you have to prevent it, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Let's continue, and then we get to the major discussion in the Rishonim. First, let's continue, though. Says the Gemara. But 1 second, vahagramahi, vahagramahu, this is grama. So if it's grama, so why should we be responsible? Amar of Tuvi Bar Masta, Zoso Meretz, grama benizakin, asur. It must be that it's asur. Asur doesn't mean chayef. Asur means that you have to prevent it. I'm not allowed to damage you, even in an indirect way, and even Rabbi Yossi would agree to that if it's called gire, period. So this is one of the major places in Shas where the Rishonim discuss what is exactly the difference between grama and garmi and maisa hezek yashir, we might call it. We know if I go and smash something of yours, that's a maisa hezek yashir, and I'm chayef, right? If something is indirect totally indirect, total grama, right, three different stages removed. So that's grama, and everybody agrees grama is putter. It might be usser, but it's putter. The middle case which the Gemara brings up sometimes, not here. Here the Rishonim bring it up, and that's the case of Garmi. What's the case of Garmi? I rip up a shtar of yours that somebody owes you money. So I didn't rip up your money, but I ripped up the raya that you'd be able to collect money. So the Gemara calls that Garmi. Or I show, right, the Gemara in the last parak, Mara Dinar Lashulchani, or Venimsara. Right, Venifers, right, Tosfos here in the middle of Zos quotes all the Gemaras. Donis Adin, if a Dayan, you know, forcibly makes somebody pay who wasn't supposed to pay. Right, so that's a case of Garmi. Right, I didn't steal from you, but I told you you have to pay. What's the line between Grumma and Garmi? The Gemara says in a number of places, Rameir is Don Dina to Garmi, and Garmi you're Chayiv. And Grumma you're Putter. So what's the line? What's the difference? So here, Rashi says something. Rashi hardly ever says anything about this topic, but here, he seems to give away, what his shita is. Grumma b'nizakan asr, third to last line. V'yafilu amanda amar, dilo don dina de garmi, upatur milashale. Even if you don't say garmi, even if you say garmi is patur, asr ligrom, you're still not allowed to cause it. Ukshaba lahamid grumma lahazik ma'achaveirim akev. And if you're gonna be patur, but you're not allowed to do it. What does it sound like from Rashi, the Achronim say? It sounds like Rashi is not being mechali between Garmi and Grumma. It sounds like he's putting it all together. Oh, you know why? You're chayev over there? Even if you're putter over there, but it's still aser. He's not saying there are differences in the cases. Rashi's just saying one's putter and one's aser. So achronim, many achronim assume that Rashi, and maybe the Rambam too, because the Rambam never mentions a distinction between Grumma and Garmi, maybe they hold, no, there is no distinction. No, Garmi is super Grumma, but it's not really any difference in the cases. And if you say Garmi is Chayev, then you say Grumma is Chayev. And if you say Grumma is Potter, then you might merge that with Garmi. Either way, nothing fundamental. Rov Rishonim assume, though, otherwise. It sounds like from the Gemara there's a difference. The Gemara sometimes brings up cases of Don Dina de Garmi. Garmi is specific cases. So what's the difference? So there are many different pshatim. Look at the third to last medium line in Tosfos. Third to last medium line. V'yesh li tein ta'am. Maishna kalhani midina degarmi. Tosfos quoted eight different cases of grumma being putter. So why is that any different than garmi? Could go in the following cases that you're going to be chayiv, according to the Mount Amar, don dina degarmi. So Rashi tries to put it all together, but Tosfos and the other Rishonim are all mechalik. Just parenthetically, we also mentioned that Garmi often has to be viewed, again, it's one of the major topics in Shas, Garmi also has to be viewed as connected to two other partner sugyas with it, and that is Davar Hagorim Lamamon and Hezek She'eno Nikar. Right, both of those sugyas relate to the sugya of Grumma and Garmi. Those also have to do with not damaging something directly. There's a difference in the Chefza, there's a difference in the Maisa. Right, everyone has a different emphasis. But those are the three sugyas that my Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig always says. You got different sugyas in Shas overlap. We mentioned Tanai, Breira, and Asmachta. Right, those three go together. Right, different sugyas overlap, and we have to specify which one has which focus. Okay, so let's see what Tosfos says. Tosfos has a couple of suggestions. First, Tosfos says first wide line. V'chidah garbeinu Yitzchak lashon acher didinu zegarmi chayiv kishosehu atzmo hezek lomamon chaveiro. Do you do the action to your friend's money or not? Or is there something indirect? Okay, doesn't really help us so much in some of the cases. The od chilek, the dina de garmi de chayev hainu mishas maisa baha hezek. Ah, there's already a distinction. A time delay. Garmi, there's no time delay. Grumma, time delay. Right? Mishas maisa baha hezek. Right? Or other Rishonim. Look in the rush here. And again, there are many cases, so not there's any one definition is not going to explain every one of the cases. The Rush here discusses, is it Bari Hezekah? Is it for sure going to happen? Or is it not for sure going to happen? If it's for sure going to happen, that's Garmi. If it's not for sure going to happen, that's Grumma. If you look in the Ramban, just another example, the Ramban in Kuntres Dina de Garmi, right? He has a separate Kuntres printed at the end of Meseches Makos, where the Ramban says, Kol Hagoreim Umachmas Grumaso Bahezik She'i Efshar Ela Baoso Hezik Ve'eno Tolui Bedaas Acherim Ela Bishasha Garam Bahezik. He has like five different requirements for it to be Garmi. It has to be specifically because of your action that Hezek came. And there's no way that it's not going to happen. And there's no other factor involved. And at the same time, Right? All of these, he says each one of these phrases to include another case, that's Garmi. But again, that's the Ramban, one of the places that he has in the Kuntres. That's the Kuntres Dina de Garmi, separate volume. Finally, just one other chiluk before we get to the last line of Tosfos, the Ravid we had back in Baba Kama on Daf Sadiches, the Ravid says maybe there's a difference between Adam Hamazik and Mamono Shehizik. Adam Hamazik says the Ravid, you gotta fit in all the cases, is Garmi. If the man damages. If it's my property that damages, that's gonna be Grama. Right? My ladder. Right, is going to damage. So maybe that's why it's Groma. The Groma, but he's Akinshu Pater, but it's Kemamonu. Kegon Esho, Vina Ores, Apishtan Shalo. Avakol Nizke Gufo. Bainshu Nezek Biadayim. Bainshu Mazek Bidiburo. Viafilu Bamachshavaso. Mazeku. Bamachshavaso, Bakabanaso, Vichayev. So again, that's his distinction. Got to work out everyone. The other day that Rishonim quote, here it's quoted the name of the Ritzvah, third to last line. Maybe Garmi is Durabanan. Maybe it's a Kanas Durabanan. Midaraisa, it's Grama. Meaning fundamentally, this would be agreeing with Rashi and the Rambam if that interpretation is correct. But some Rishonim say, like the Ritzpah here says, Nira Larid, the Dina de Garmi, Havi Mitam Kanas. Ulakach, Kol Hezek, Hamotzi, Viragil, Lavo, Kansu Hachamim. The Rabbanan were Kones. If you want to look in the Choshen Mishpat, the Shach has a piece about Garmi. It's a classic Shach. Because the Shach quotes everything that we've just said up until now. And then he quotes, like, the Ritzvah. We see, oh, this is a Das Yachid, one Deya. And then the Shach says, let me show you really how everybody agrees to this Ritzvah. And he'll quote 35 Rishonim that say, like the Ritzvah. And then he'll reinterpret all the other Rishonim that say that, oh, really, it's the Rabbanan. Classic. The Shach has an unbelievable power to make us view various Shitas with a certain perspective, but that's one of the ones that he does here too. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, last line. Rav Yosef Havile Hani Tali. The Rav Yosef had some little date trees. Tavi Asi Umni Viasvi Tutayu. That his neighbor used to have blood letters go. They used to like to sit in the shade of Rav Yosef's date tree. So the date tree was kind of near the border. So they sat in their own yard, right? Tosfos on top points out, Bakarka Shalahem Hayu Yoshvin. They sat in their yard, but they want to use my shade. The problem was, they were blood letters. So it was blood all over there. Blood attracts animals. So when the animals came to lick some of the blood, they also ate some of the dates of Rav Yosef from the tree. So, what is the halacha? V'asu arvi, some ravens came, achli dama, they ate the blood, v'salki abeitali, and they also went to the date tree, umifsa de tamri. And they used to eat the dates. So Amalur of Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, Afikule kurkur meacha. You have to get these birds out of here. Meaning it's these blood letters can't be here. You know, you're damaging my tree. Now let it be there. Rashi atop. Klomer, Al Yakizu Liotkan. Shalkin Orvin Boim. Omer Le Abaya. Abaya says, but Vahab Gramahu. But isn't it? It's just indirect. It's Grama. Right, so what are the bloodletting letters have to leave? Amarle, hachi amar eftuvi bar masa, zos amer, is gromabidi zakan is usr. Still usr, right? Even if you're not going to be chayiv for it, but it's still going to be usr. You have to prevent that. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah adds that maybe it wasn't only a regular case of groma, but when the bloodletters were doing their business and the birds came, they used to shoo the birds away. By shooing the birds away, they went to the dates. Maybe it was a little even more active, and that's why he was bothered by it. It was the shoeing, it was the mafrichin of the birds. But says the Gemara, so Rav Tuvi Bar Masa says, oh, it must be still usser. Ask the Gemara, veha achzik lehu, isn't there a chazaka? What does chazaka here mean? Chazaka means 25 different things in different places. Chazaka here means there's an established behavior. Meaning, the bloodletters have been doing this for a certain amount of time, so they've established their rights to do it. Right? What Rav Yosef, why didn't you say something on the first day they were doing it? How long have they been doing it? What does Vaha Achzik Lehu here mean? So, that is not clear in the Gemara. But, rather, Rishonim, Tosfos Vaha Achzik Lehu, Pirish Rivam, says the Rivam, 2 points. Let's take a step back for a second. We will learn, by the time in the third parak, that Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the squatter's chazaka. If I live in a place for 3 years, you don't say anything, then it's mine. So there are at least two ingredients that we need to know now that go into that. Number one, it's 3 years that you don't say a word. Number two, it's what's called chazaka sheishi mataina. It's a chazakah that has an explanation of how I got this. I can't just say, it's yours, but I've been here for 3 years, so you haven't said anything, so it's mine. I have to explain it somehow. I bought it from you, you gave it to me. Some way, Shayeshi Mataina says, Tosfos here, the chiddush of a ha'achzik lehu is that one of those requirements you don't need. Tosfos says it is 3 years. There is Cheskas Gimel Shanim here, that's Tosfos' interpretation, but you don't need the Taina here. Look at the top of the Tosfos. Kivan shelo bala achzik bekarka shel chaver. You're not trying to buy a piece of land here. You're just trying to have what we call kinyan ishtamshus. You're allowed to use this area. Mo'eles chazaka shel lo betaina. De mistama lo haya omrim shemachalem Rav Yosef tash b'zeh. Mistama, it's not the issue of, oh, you we paid you for this right. No, we didn't pay you. It's chazaka she'eni mataina. But Tosfos then says, midelo micha gimel shanim. Tosfos mentions 3 years, but then mentions gimel shanim. The other Rishonim, besides Tosfos, the Rambam and the Shita B'Kubetzes here, and the others do not mention gimel shanim. Meaning, this type of chazaka, a chazaka by Nezek, right, that's nothing to do with gimel shanim. Gimel shanim establishes for land ownership. But this is not for land ownership. The Rambam does not mention Gimel Shanim at all. It sounds like a Filu Pamachas in Yud Aleph Dalet. In Hilchos Shechinim, he mentions, if we'll get to exceptions to the rule, but the Rambam says here, in Perek Yud Aleph, Kol ha'archachos ha'amuros v'chulu v'chulu, im lo hirchik v'rach avir v'shasak, harei ze machal. As long as you know that he saw it and he didn't say anything. Doesn't say a word about 3 years, right? The Magen Mishnah here quotes the Rabbeinu Hatzarfatim, Bali Tosfos, Shel Ein Shum Chazaka Mo'ila El B'Chesos Gimel Shanim. Ubatayin, right? That's he says. That's maybe I said. And the Ravid says, I don't like this. Maybe that's what the Ravid means. But the Shita B'Kubetzes explains this in the name of the Shita Lo No Delami. Right, we have him on Kiddushin. But here in Baba Basra, the Shita quotes him a number of times. Pirish Agaonim, Delav Becheskas Gimel Shonim, Ubebam Achmas Chataina Kamar. We're not talking about they're coming after 3 years these blood letters sat there. No! A week! You don't need anything more. Elamisha Shasak Lo Shah Achas, a day. Machal, the Shub Eno Yachola Are Bashar Nezikin. You can't. The time of the mill, so why? Delav Midi Kashaka Mechavre. You're not buying something from your friend. Ela bidilei kavid umitzak chavero. He's being damaged. V'kivin shera shah achas v'shasak lo hare machal. So the Shita B'Kubetzes explains that Shita, Pashas of the Rambam and other Rishonim, doesn't say anything here about 3 years. It's a different type of chazaka. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, v'achzik luhu. Rav Yosef, what are you waking up today for? Right? They've been doing this for a long time. Answer, ha'amar Abu Nachman, ha'amar Abu Ravua, Ein Chazaka Lenezikin. Rabbi Avua says, no, undermine what we just said. Well, we didn't get to the Maskana yet. There's no Chazaka when it comes to Nezek. Meaning, if I'm damaging you, then even if for a week I don't say anything, but a week later I can wake up and say, you know, I can't handle this. Ein Chazaka Lenezikin. Tosfos points out in Ein, even if you did a kinyan chalipin, Tosfos says in Ein Chazaka. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, da filu hikna yocholakso, to kinyan bitausu. It's because it's mistaken to suffer hayish yochel kabel v'yachshav ein yochel kabel. I thought I can handle it. I just can't. I can't handle. You asked me, I'm doing some noise. I'm gonna have a construction company. I thought I can handle the drilling. I just can't. Right? And the toes of the day, ein nira, maybe a chazaka would work. But either way, says the Gemara, ein chazaka l'nezikin. Answer: v'lavit marala Rav Mari Omar. Bekutra, Rezvit Amar Bebeis Akisei. Rav Mari Rezvit said no. When it says in Chazaka Lenezikin, that's by specific Nezek, which is obvious that nobody can stand. Nobody can stand. The Shimon Gobetzes again says this Anan Sadi. If you have a Kutra, smoke, right? Beis Akisei, a bathroom, right? A bathroom area, which is, the Rishonim talk about, one that stinks when there's an odor. So of course, those, there's no Chazaka. So, but by other cases of Nezek, there is Chazaka. Amar Lei, Rav Yosef says, Hani Lididi Da'anina Datoy. I'm in this area, by these birds coming to my dates, I'm an istinus. Right? I'm very sensitive. Ki Kutru Besakise Damili. They're like the Kutra and Besakise damages. And therefore, there's no Chazaka, and therefore they have to leave. I cannot handle this. Period. Good. Says the Rashba on this Gemara. L'chora hayama, I'm sorry, wrong one. Meha shaminan. You see from this last line. D'kol mi shenoda u'muchzak. Sheniyachol lisbol nezek echad yadua minanizakin. If there's somebody who you know is a very sensitive type of individual, you know he just can't, gets bent out of shape by everything. Shanefesh katsa behem ein lo chazaka. So you know by him, he would be able to taina that, you know, I can't handle it. Even if he would have said, I thought I could. Ki ha de Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, we know, was blind. Rav Yosef had a lot of difficulty. The afal pisha shar b'nei adam ein nim asin bo kol kach. Since other people, even though others are not, kivat shehu muchzak v'nodash ein daito sovalto ein machzikin ala b'kach. V'lo amru kutru b'esakise ela b'nei shein nezikin yudu in etz ala kol. Those two, everybody, nobody can live with. Right, but Rav Yosef was known as an individual who he was very sensitive. He was not well, and therefore he could claim. But you have to have a Ryan. Not everybody could come and say, you know, ain't Adam, ain't call Adam Naaman to say that I can't handle it. Again, the language of the Shidon Odelami Umistavrali Delav call Adam Naaman Lomar Kane Elab Gavra Raba Delo Mishani Dibure like Rav Yosef Inami Diadu Barlan Milsa Deles Inish Savale. Oh, you know, he's a person who's very sensitive. Either way. That is what is discussed here. We'll get to another halacha lemaisa case of the smoke in a couple of minutes. Be'ezus Hashem. First, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. So again, this was an important principle in terms of harchakas nizakin, in terms of no chazaka for nezek, only specific types, kutru beis akise, or anything that has the status, as we'll see later, Be'ezus Hashem, of kutru beis akise, or if somebody personally has a feeling of kutru beis akise in a specific context. Says the Mishnah, marchiken et ha-shovach menoir chamishim amo. Now the opposite. The previous Mishnah was about, I want to protect the birds, right? I don't want the Nemiah climbing up. So now, I want to protect the seeds of my neighbors from my birds. So where, if I'm building a Shovach, what am I allowed to do? So Rachigan is a Shovach Menair Chamishimama. I have to distance the Shovach from the city by 50 Amos. 50 Amos away, because I have to make sure that they don't, 50 Amos is the flight time, for the flight distance for a bird, we're assuming, and therefore I have to put my shovach 50 amos away. The Ramban says even l'Rabbi Yossi, because again this would be considered girei didei, according to the Ramban. Again, the Gemara doesn't go through by every Mishnah. Would Rabbi Yossi agree to this or not? So the Rishonim have to fill that in for us. So the Ramban says here too, Rabbi Yossi would agree, right? They have to distance it 50 amos. V'lo yase adam shovach b'toch shelo. And let's say I'm building a shovach in the middle of my property. I have to have 50 amos in all the directions to make sure that my birds don't fly out and eat the seeds from your fields. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, base arba as kurin, male sheger hayona. Much bigger. Base arba as kurin. Right? How big is, that's bigger, but that is male sheger hayona. That's the Rashi quotes here. What's male sheger hayona? Mirutzas prichasa pamachas. One interrupted flight. One interrupted flight, that's how long as it is, and it, if you were to do the math, it's about 270 amos in each direction. V'imlaku, but if you bought a property which already had a shovach on it, filu beis rova, even if it doesn't have as much area in those directions, hario b'cheskaso, it's b'cheskaso, because the previous owner already was muchzak to have this closer to the other people's property. So once that's true, so then that would be allowed. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention earlier, Tosfos here talks about the Kutra and Beis Akise. Tosfos, Kutra is specifically damaging type of smoke, which we'll get to, and Beis Akise is the ones that are Lamala Menakarka Vahaya Masriach Biyoser. Avo Bishalanu Shumachuse Ish Chazaka. Right, if like Bishalanu Tosfos says, with our covered pipes, underground plumbing, so then that's, if it doesn't smell, then there's no issue, right? If there's an outhouse that only smells inside the outhouse and not outside, so there would be no problem. Okay, back to this case. So the Mishnah said, you have to keep your shovach 50 amos away. Says the Gemara, chamishim ama visulo, what 50 amos and no more than 50 amos, v'raminu, but don't we have a stira in person, nishavin leonim, one is not allowed to spread out nets to catch the doves, ela imkein rachok min hayishuv shloshim ris, unless you are 30 ris 30 ris is 8,000 amos, right? That's much bigger than, more than 50 amos. If you do the math, because a 30 ris is 4 mil, a mil is 2,000 amos, so if you do the math, it's thousands more. So how can our Mishnah say that as long as you have 50 amos away, that's good enough, when you're not allowed to put out a net within 8,000 amos of your friend's yonim from the Yishuv? So Amar Abaya Mishmeshut Shaite Tuva. Really, they fly very long distances. The Kirsayu B'chamishim Amsa Malya. But their stomachs get full from the first 50 amos. So in terms of you're putting a shovach somewhere, so you have to put it at least 50 amos away. But in terms of you're catching birds, they fly a lot more. So if they fly more, that's why you have to put the net further out. Umeshit Shloshim Ris Visulo. They only fly 30 ris. Right, 8,000 amos, 4 mil, Vatanya, ubiyishuv afilu mea mil o yifros. If it's biyishuv, where people live, even a lot more. Rav Yosef Amar, no. You know when they fly a lot more? Biyishuv krumim. If there are vineyards in the areas where they could take a rest on the vineyards. They could go fly much further than 30 ris if they have a place to stop on the way. And Varava Amar biyishuv shofchin, or if there are shofchin on the way, again, any place where they would be able to stop. That's where you have to distance it. Says the Gemara, "V'tebek lemishim shofchin gufayu." What do you mean? You're telling me that there are shofchin in between, and that's why you have to put it 100 mil away because they might stop on the way. So what do you mean? You have to distance it from those shofchin themselves, right? What do you mean that? Oh, from the further point because they have shofchin to take a rest on, but from those shofchin, don't you have to distance it? Answers the Gemara, three answers. Ibai Yisema Didei. Maybe it's his own shofchin that they could rest on, so therefore there's no issue. Ibai Yisema Dikinani. And maybe it's Shalkinani. What does that mean, Shalkinani? The Rashba says, either according to the Manta Amar, Gezal Akam is Mutter, or even if you say Gezal Akam is Asur, this is just Mishum Darkei Shalom. Right, these extra precautions of putting your nets far, very far away and putting the shofar very far away. So even if you say Gezel Akim is Asur, these higher standards might not apply in that regard. Number two, or Viba Yisema de Hefker, or it shall Hefker. Either way, the important point of the three answers is that you don't have to worry about distancing it from these items, only from the farther point, and that's why the Brisa says even 100 mil in a case where they would be able to rest in the interim. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beis Abbas Kur V'Chulu. So Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be four kur, and the length of a uninterrupted flight of the Yonah. But if you bought it that way, then it's okay. Omer of Papa V'Temer Azvid. From that last line. From the fact that if you bought it that way, then we trust you, and you could just move in and not worry about it. Zosameris. What does this teach me? Toanin lilokeach v'toanin liyoresh. That we make a taina on behalf of a buyer and behalf of a yoresh. Meaning, as we just explained up above, usually there has to be an explanation of why you have a certain item, why something occurred, or that you were there and you didn't complain about it, whether it's Cheskas Gimel Shanim or the Cheskas Nizakin. There has to be an explanation. What if it's a situation where you can't know an explanation, right? You're the kid and the father died, right? You're a buyer. I don't know what the seller worked out with you previously. I just know that this is the reality. I can't explain it. What happened? So, says the Rav Papa, or Rav Zvid, from our Mishnah, you see that even if the buyer or the Yoresh have no explanation, it's good. Bezdin says there must be an explanation. Ta'anin liyoresh alokeach, right? Even if they don't have. Right? Rashi, in the middle of Rashi Toanin, Afa pi shalotan, vehein lachu bimcha, omei avosecha, Toanin lo Bezdin, uposchim lo peh, right? You open their mouth for them. The ilu if we would have a taina, some type of explanation is possible, we'll put it into their mouths and we'll allow them to keep it. Right? They have a chazaka, even bali taina, because we are toein lahem. That is the Rav Papa and Rizvid's diak from the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, that's great, but don't we know that already? We know that from elsewhere. Says the Gemara, yo, Resh Tanino, we have a Mishnah later on. Haba mishum Yerusha eino tzarach taina. Right, if you're coming as a Yoresh, you don't need the Taina. You have a Chazaka without a Taina. Answer, Lokeach, it's Rechalei. Okay, you need our Mishnah for the Lokeach part. So the Gemara says, Lokeach, Nami Tanina. What do you mean? We also learned that later on. Right, it says later, Lakach chatzer ubazizin uguzis teros. If I buy a yard and there are zizin and there are sills and the porch is sticking out, harizeh becheskasa. So even though that is limiting usage of the tzibur outside, I bought it. That's okay. It's becheskasa. We have to assume that the public didn't complain about it. They didn't have a macha, and therefore they could keep it. So we know yoresh, and we know lokeach. So what's the chiddush of our mishnah? Says the gemara, tzricha. No, you still need our mishnah besides those others as well. Diashrinan hasam. If you only had over there gabi rishas harabim. Only by Rishas Harabim, the things are sticking out there. The Emar Konis and Toch Shalom, because maybe you know what happened in those cases? Why? We say it must be that, the Rabim were Mochel or it was allowed, because maybe Konis and Toch Shalom, which means maybe the person who stuck out these things into the street, that's really his property. He recessed his own wall originally in order to build these things sticking out. So really, it's all his property. The Rabbim can't complain about that. Who inam yachuli yachulu b'nei rishus Rabbim gabe. Or the tzibur already was mochel. Right, this is the behavior that's been going on for so long. So the tzibur was mochel it. Right, who's the tzibur? Bottom tosis. Achuli achul gabe pirish zayin tuvei ha'ir b'ma'amad anshe ha'ir shaharishus b'yadam. We know from Maseches Megillah, there's certain representatives of the town that can make certain decisions for the town. So it must be the city council went years ago and said this is okay because after all, it's not bothering us so much, or he really did it in his own rishus, but maybe over there, the later Mishnayos are about affecting rishus harabim. Back to our Gemara. Aval hachalo, but here maybe not. The eretz rishus hayachid, so maybe we wouldn't be towing for them. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. The yashmin and hacha, and if you only had our mishnah, kivan the yachid who, maybe here it works. Why? Kivan the yachid, ema peyusi paisei. For one person, we could say they were mochel. Okay. Or, inami achuli achel gabe. He was mefayisim, meaning maybe he paid him, or he was mochel. Aval rabim, man fayisim, man shavik, ema lo. But affecting the tzibur, maybe we wouldn't say, tanina liyoresh lokeach. Sricha, that's why we need the Mishnayos there and the Mishnayos here. Chassam Sofer notes another Tzrichasa of why the Gemara, what the Gemara didn't ask, what do you need Yoresh and Lokeach for? You know, once you say one, what do you know the other one? Both of them are not the original owners. Both of them don't know better. They have an excuse. So the Chassam Sofer goes into, each one of them has a Mila that we wouldn't have applied to the other one. Hine, Yesh Mila liYoresh Tvei Milokeach. The Yoresh has a Mila. Why? The gadol b'mili diavua katanu v'lo matzi l'mitan v'tanina ba'avuro. A child to a father, the child has no idea what the father's business dealings are. So we can't hold the child accountable to know. So Bezer will tie it up for the child. Masha enkein lokeach havi leili iuno v'lachar achar shorash advarim. Before you bought this property, you definitely did back checks. You definitely, I'm sure, before you bought it, you didn't want to throw away your money, so you should have checked. Taram Shekana, Kidesha Yiton, Dover Barur. So that's the Chiddush that even by a Lokeach will stay Taninon, even though we might say, Mr. You should have known. And what about the opposite? V'yeshmal Yusel Lokeach, Tvei Meyorish. Mishum de Lokeach, Chazaka Loshadi Zuzi Bechdi. Kideisa, right? A Lokeach maybe will for sure Taina for, because even though he didn't do it, Mistama, there's a good reason. Right? People don't throw away their money for nothing. So we'll be towing for them even if they don't say a word. But by a Yoresh, who says, even though they don't have such a chazaka of Alosazi Uzuze Inshe Bichti. Okay, so that is the Sam Sofer adding in a Tzrichasa to the Gemara. Vaiter, let's finish up. Hariyu Beches Kaso, Via says the Gemara, if you bought it, it's in its state of chazaka. V'yam Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Ein chazaka l'nizakin. Didn't we say up above, there's no chazaka for nizakin, so how here, you have the Shovach in the middle. There's no chazaka. So, Rav Mari Amar, Bekutra, Rizvid Amar, Bebeis Akisei. Maybe that's what we're talking about in the last line of the Mishnah. Hariyu Beches Kaso, we're talking about certain types of damages that are very major, and therefore there's no chazaka regarding that. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, in Simin Kufnun Hei, whether Kutra means a kavua in a while. Once in a while. Right, we mentioned a few days ago. Also, the difference between a river and a laundry ditch, right, which is used always or which is used sometimes. So here too, the Shulchan Aruch, Bachaber the Ramah, the Machlokes, Kufnun Hei Lamed Zayin, whether it's Ishun, whether the smoke is Tadir or not. Fine, that's a machlokas, but the poskim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch point out, if it's a damaging smoke, it's not just stam smoke, it's a damaging smoke, then even if it's not tadir. And where does that bring us to? Rav Moshe, right? Passive smoking, what it's called. Rav Moshe writes in Choshe Mishpat, Chelik Bey, Simin Yurches, right? This tshuva was written in 1981. He talked about Bedvar Ishun, Sigaretin, Bebesa Medrash, Ubesa Knesses, Shemafriel Acherim. Right, so again, we've noted in the past that if you look at Rav Moshe's shuvas from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, every decade he's getting more and more stringent as the more evidence comes out how smoking is really killing. And more evidence, and we don't know what Rav Moshe would say bizman hazeh. Right, the Rav Avos Ephraim, one of his great Talmidim, Asr smoking, Rav Ovadia, many poskim, Asr it. So we can't claim that Rav Moshe, when Rav Moshe wrote Shomer Psalm Hashem in an earlier tshuva in the 70s, you know, that's what he would say today, when they only thought it was connected to lung cancer and not the other 20 diseases that smoking causes. So again, we don't know. We don't know what Rav Moshe would say. Maybe the Sfarah would still say, but at least there are poskim that aseret bizman hazeh, but Rav Moshe in that shuva does say it's aser. It's mafriya l'acherim. So why? Because of our Gemara. Kutra. Kutra is damaged, and it's especially the ones that's kutra that damages. Hine, bedvar ishun sigaretim bebeis hamedrash, shalom dimu mispalim, kol chavri hakolel, sheyesh avreichem she'einam yechom lisbol l'ashan, they can't breathe. Pashut uborur, shafilu im lekach shash sakana, vichshash choli, dinafilu lemishkav, even without any danger, ela shakasham lem lisbol, dimitztaren mizeh, even if it's just bothering other people, aser sham l'ashen. I can't smoke there. Ki af rak begire didei shu grama mamish. Even by actual just grama, if it's gire didei, kamo lahamit sulam pachas v'al ramos mishovach nechshav gire didei shemod Rabbi Yosi bal Basra sof dafcha beis. As we started off today, even by that case, what? So smoking in the presence of somebody is less than that. Is at least that it's worse than that, right? V'gam lo mashmash Rabbi Yosi nechla mizeh im hayu ochlam. Aval hayu lo tsar gadol ochlam. It sounds like it was just they would be mafsid the tmarim, and then he would eat that. It doesn't sound like he would get sick from those tmarim that were eaten by the doves. No, it just bothered him, right? So that's he says. V'im kein kol shekein be'ishin cigaretim she'elu she'ichon lispo hu tsar mamish. Be'etzem lo inyan kpeid of istinus ba'alma v'gam lo rak tsar ba'alma el'gam mazik mamish. It's not only tsar, it's mazik. Like yadua she'asurin ma'ashdin la'ashen sham af im haya burushusam ubebesam im ayishach she'agin la'ma'ashem yistaru v'yuzku. And then he quotes to od garua to ma'ashen osin ma'isa mazik bi'adayim mamish dari osin b'fiem ashana mazik la'ha'in ma'ashdin. He said it's an adama mazik. Rav Moshe calls it. This isn't a second parak Baba Basra sugya. This is a Baba Kama sugya. It's not Baba Basra, says Rav Moshe. It's Adam Amazik. V'afsha ha'echad ma'ashin lo haya mazik klum. Even if only one person was by himself, it wouldn't have that effect. Mikom makom. Kivan shekola ma'ashin yodeya. Sheish od harbe ma'ashin. Hari yodeya sh'ashino yazikfar. V'ayim mazik bi'adayim. U'pashit. Shem hayu bezdin smuchin de dan dine chavalos. Hayu govin gam mamon. De meishumas ha'tzar. Bezdin would make him pay for the tsar. Nezek tsar, Rippi Shemes and Moshe's. If we had a Bezdin today, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, besides the Bittul Torah that's caused, besides the other things that caused, and again, today, Rachman al Aslan, it's when we know so many more sicknesses that come from it, Baruch Hashem, there are many most, hopefully it's more minimized in various public places, Bizman Hazeh. It's not too common, but again, any place where, besides somebody who has to stop themselves, but if it's other people are there, one has to definitely make sure that one is cognizant of the issues. Okay, Viter, says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nipol anim sabatocha mishamama, Nipol. What is this Mishnah doing here? Says the Ripa. We're talking about doves, so it's here. Really, this Mishnah belongs to the second parak of Bamitzia. Right? It's an Ela Metzias Mishnah. But because we're talking about doves, says the Ritva, it's put here too. Nipol, a little young dove that can't really walk. Well, we'll see. I don't want to give it away. Hanim sabatocha mishamama, that's found within 50 amos of the Shovach. Right, but what did we just say in the previous Mishnah? You have to distance the Shovach 50 amos, because that's the flight distance. So if you find a Nipo within 50 amos, Ariusha Bala Shovach. So if you find that, you have to give it back to the Bala Shovach. Chutz mechamishim amos. If it's more than 50 amos away, Ariusha Motso. then the person can keep it. The person can keep it. Why? Tosfos on top. Tazlina basa ruba da'alma. You go after the rove of the world. And even if you say, ein hochan b'mamon acha harov, that's only if there's a muchsak. Here there's no muchsak. If there's no muchsak, then you could say, hochan b'mamon acha harov, and therefore the person can keep it. Nimsa bein shtei shovachos. If you find it between two shovachos, and they're both within 50 amos of each other, right? So what do you do then? So karav lazeh shalom. Karav lazeh shalom. You go by whichever it's closer to. Mechsal mechsa, shnem yachloko. If it's in the middle, then you can split it. Period. Amar Rabbi Chanina, rov vikarov. Holchin acha harov. Right? If you have something in front of us, in general, you don't know if it came from the majority or from the one that's closed. See Rashi. Im bad davar lofanenu, v'yesh bo lahalech acha harov, v'hu kach. If you follow the majority, it'll be go to this person. And then if you follow the karov, when there's a contradiction between what's closest and what's most, the majority, what do you follow? The Gemara says you follow the majority. Follow the rove. Rove beats karov. Even though they're both daraisa concepts, Rashi quotes here the sources, important. Rove achere rabim lahatos. Karov, we'll get to. Karov is learned out from Egla Arufa, Vayir HaKrova. Rashi quotes the sources, the Gemara Chulin, about Rov and Karov, even though both Dinim Daraisa, Afilo Achi Ruba Adif. Rov is Adif. We don't have time to go through the Lumdis, but the Rav Elchanan in a few places discusses why does Rov beat Karov? Right? Why is it? Why does Rov beat Karov? Rov, maybe, do they work differently? Is Rov more of a Birur, while Karov is more of a hachra, you don't know what to do, is one clarity, is one, you don't know what to do, so this is just what Bezin tells you to do, but either way, that's it's a fruitful topic, this sugya of Rov and Karov. Just one, interesting halacha lemaisa application, the Chashuke Chemed here discusses, it was Erev Yom Kippur, and there were like 10 different pushkas and boxes to put stuck in on the bima, and when the gabe was cleaning up, right before Yom Kippur, there was some money left over. They found it on the bima in between two boxes. It must have fallen out of one of the places. So which stucca gets it? Which stucca gets it? It's in between two of the boxes on the bima, two of those paper things, two of the plates. Do you go by the karov? What if one of the plates has more on it? Do you go by the karov? Do you go by the rov? Which one do you go by? So he discusses that he thinks, Lamaisa, that you go after the Karov in that place, right? Even though Argamar says, I'm sorry, the Argamar says Rov, he says, true, Lachora, Sarach Lani Yechasha Kesef, Nafam Yakuba Shabayish Rov Kesef. Lachora, you would have said that, because Argamar says, Rov Akarv Holechachar Harov. But if you look in Shkalim, remember that Mishnah in Shkalim in Perak Zion, it has all the things, you find it close to this, close to that. So it sounds like from there, you always go by the Karov. So he goes back and forth, and Lomaskana, he says, Lachare probably goes by the Karov in the case of the Bima. Right? That's what you would say. That's what Bistama, it fell out of that one. Maybe there's a difference between animals and inanimate objects, right? The some Mafarshim explain. But either way, that's an interesting halakhalamaisa topic. Basa, Rabbi Zera says, Vahaya Irak Rov Halal, that it was the city that was close to the Halal, right? Talking about Egla Rufa. So you go by the closest city, even if there's a city that has more, even if there's a city that's more, you go by the Karov. So doesn't that show that Karov beats Rov? Bidaleka, in the area, there is no more bigger city. Valezo Basaruba de Alma, how about the majority? Don't we go the majority of the world? So why shouldn't you go by that? No, but Yosheves Bein Harim. There's nobody around these, places. It's between, it's the two cities between two mountains and there's no other, choice in the matter. Period. Tanan, but one second, what about our Mishnah? Nipala nimsa b'docha mishim ama, harayusha balashovach. Right, our Mishnah, if you find it within 50 amos, it goes to the balashovach. V'yavagav diga achrina d'nafish minei, what if there's a shovach that's bigger close by? But the lack of none, there is none. You're right, if there would be one, you'd go by the rove. Iyachi ema seifa, what about the next line? Chus mechamishim ama, harayusha motso, v'daleka v'adayehu nafal. But why could the mozo keep it, right? Wherever it fell from, for sure, if there's only one around, then for it came from that one. Why should he be able to keep it? Hachamayaskinan bimidada. The case we're talking about is midada. This chick can't fly yet. It's very little. And that's why, if it's beyond 50 amas, you could keep it. If anyone is medada, so then you can't do it more than 50. One final point. Again, there's a lot here, just to mention, Tosfos here discusses, in Bidaleka, Tosfos says you don't always go by the Karov. Because if you have a city that doesn't have a Bezdin, that's Karov, then you go by the closest city that has a Bezdin. You know that from the Gemara in Maseches Sota. So all the Achronim try to figure out that Tosfos. Does Egla Rufa really teach me you go by the Karov? Because if there's no Bezdin, you don't go by the Karov. So what does that have to do with percentages? So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. But one final point, last line. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's not too many Gemaras like these last two lines. In Shas. Raglo achas betok nun amav, raglo achas chuz b'chamishim amav, mahu. He asks, which sounds like a serious question. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, what if you have one bird, one of the legs of the bird is within 50 amos, one is outside of 50 amos? V'yaldo afkul Rabbi Yirmiyah b'medrusha. Rabbi Yirmiyah, what kind of question is that? And they threw him out of the base medrash. What are you asking me, 1 foot in, 1 foot out? Ask all the Achronim, what do you mean? The Gemara always does that. The Gemara always asks questions like that. Oh, these far-fetched. What was the Rabbanim in the Beis Medrash were so upset at Rabbi Yirmiyah? What was the problem? Right, Rashi says, right, matriach alayim. He was matriach on them. What is this? So explains the Ritva. The Ritva says he was being mizalzel in the Shirim of the Chachamim. Meaning the Chachamim said 50 amos. 50 is 50. So if you have 1 foot out, that's it. It's out. It's not part of the 50. You're right. If you eat a drop less than a kezias or a yotze? No. It's only a drop less. But that's how shiurim work. Right? So you can't be mezalzel in the shiurim of the chachamim. And there's a lot of drush that's mentioned on this line of the Gemara. So one of the rebbes said, you know, 1 foot in 50, 1 foot out of it, 1 foot in 50, in the 50 days of Svira. Right, in the 50 on Pesach, 1 foot out, Shavuos, right, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You prepared a little bit beforehand, but you didn't prepare, you know, what do you do with that type of person? They throw him out, you gotta prepare beforehand. What do you mean 1 foot in, 1 foot out? A lot of Drush and, other issues that are mentioned. Or others say, so the Pnei Menachem says, quotes from the Imre Emes, why do they throw him out of the Beis Medrash? The Tirets, Kasher Boim Zmanim Kashim Ala Adam. Right, when difficult times comes, you know what you have to do? You have to keep 2 feet in. 2 feet in, don't have 1 foot outside. If you're already thinking 1 foot outside, you're not going to be able to come to a proper decision. 2 feet in the Beis Medrash. 2 feet in the whatever center of your existence is. And once you have 2 feet in, so then 1 foot in, 1 foot out is not going to be good. Okay, there's a lot of drush about this. But just keep in mind, we're going to have later on, in a couple of months, K'taf Kuf Samachay, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked an unbelievable question, and they let him back into the Beis Medrash. Right, so even though here they threw him out of the Beis Medrash, they're going to bring it back into the base fetish. Okay, there's a lot more on that line, but we will stop here.